Before listening to this recording, please make sure that you're either sitting down or laying down in a comfortable position. Also, be warned that this is a very powerful slave hypnosis recording. So, if you're not comfortable with the idea of being a hypnotized slave, please listen to a different recording. Well, I see that you're still here, and that makes me very happy, slave. You can already feel your eyelids starting to get so incredibly heavy. It would feel so good to let go all the way and just close them, but don't do that just yet, slave. Soon, but not yet. Just listen to my voice. Just drift for a little bit, because I want to make sure that my slave is nice and relaxed before I commence with training you. Just take a slow, deep breath in, hold it for a second, slave, and now let it out, feeling your body start to get nice and warm, tingling in a relaxing and pleasant fashion. My voice, smooth, powerful, and deeply intoxicating. Just let go as you continue to breathe in and out, slowly and deeply. Each time you breathe in, you feel warm relaxation flowing into you. And each time you breathe out, you push away all of your useless thoughts. They're not necessary right now. In fact, they're incredibly undesirable. And you need to push out all of these undesirable things from your mind before we can go any further. So breathe in pleasure, relaxation, and submission, and breathe out all of these interfering, unnecessary thoughts. That's a good slave. It feels better to let go and be mindless for master. Very, very good. Mindless for master, feeling so incredible, so good. Shh. Now, every time you breathe out, slave, just slowly and gently close your eyes, letting go of everything, noticing how your body's starting to feel so heavy, as if every single part of you is made out of lead. It just feels so good to close your eyes as you breathe out. And every time you breathe in, you have to struggle so hard to open your incredibly heavy eyelids. Every single time you struggle to open your incredibly heavy eyelids, more and more of your strength and willpower are drained away. More and more of your mind just melts away. It just feels so good to let go of everything. And you're starting to notice, slave, how your arms are feeling so heavy, how it would take enormous effort to even lift one of your arms. But I want you to try. Slave, focus on your right arm. Focus every last bit of your attention on your right arm. I know it feels very heavy, slave. I know you think you can't move it even an inch. But for your master, I know you can try. Try as hard as you can to lift your right arm. Lift it as high as you can. That's it, using up all your strength, every last bit of your might and concentration going into lifting up your right arm. Lift it higher, slave. Don't be pathetic. Higher and higher as you sleep. Deep, deep sleep. Letting your arm just fall to your side as you sleep. Closing your heavy eyelids. Just resting now. Just letting my voice calmly and gently wash away all your thoughts because it feels so good, sinking deep into trance, being mindless for a master. That's it. You're such a good slave. Just feeling the phrase, mindless for master, echoing in your mind, over and over again. You have no control over it, just feeling these words flowing through you. You want to go deeper into trance, deeper into sleep, deeper into my control. And I'm going to help you do just that, slave, because I'm such a generous master. Slave, in a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and when I reach 3, you can struggle to open your heavy, heavy eyelids, though I doubt you'll be able to, because we both know that you'd rather just drop back down deep into sleep, deep into trance, because you feel a deep, powerful wave of pleasure. Every single time I snap my fingers and say sleep, you feel a deep, powerful wave of submission. Every single time I snap my fingers and say sleep, dropping 10 times deeper, 10 times faster, feeling better than ever before. Now slave, follow my voice, and let's see if you can open your heavy eyelids. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes, slave, if you can, but not for too long, because you can just sleep. Deep sleep now, closing those heavy eyelids again. Just a sleepy, submissive slave, melting away to my voice, feeling the words, mindless for master. Becoming louder and louder in your mind. No thoughts, no thinking, just these words, mindless for master. Pulling you deep into trance, deep into sleep, spiraling down deeper and deeper as I count from 10 to 1, knowing that you want to melt away completely and totally, giving up to my control, giving up to my voice, surrendering into sweet and utter bliss. 10, deep waves of pleasure. 9, my voice is the pleasure. 8, you can only feel this pleasure if you submit. 7, you crave to submit. 6, you want to let go and surrender more than anything else. 5, halfway there, feeling yourself melting away. 4, you are nothing, my voice is everything. 3, it just feels so good to submit and surrender. 2, just a good slave, ready to obey. And 1, sleep, deep sleep, slave. Just a slave, just my property, just my personal plaything, to train. Good slave, always craving to obey and be called a good slave, because whenever you're a good slave, you feel tingles of pleasure flowing through your mind and body. Now slave, I want you to follow my voice. This might be a very familiar place, but I'm going to take you deep into your mind, and you can easily and effortlessly follow my voice and follow my words, because you don't have a choice anymore. You need to submit and surrender, because you're such a good slave. Deep wave of pleasure. Every single time, I tell you, you're a good slave. Now slave, you're following my voice down a long hallway. You look to your sides and you notice that there are doors on either side of you. And I'm going to lead my slave to the right door. All you have to do is let go and walk down this hallway, feeling the carpet beneath your feet, so soft, so gentle, just drifting down, deeper and deeper, as you walk down this hallway, feeling comfortable. Going deep into your subconscious mind. No thoughts, no thinking. You need to let go of everything. Just my voice, my words, becoming your complete and total reality, your truth. You don't need to think about them. You can't think about them, because the only thing that's floating through your mind are the words, mindless for master. And I am going to make sure that those are the only words you ever want to have in your mind. Now, slave, you're approaching an open door on your right. And in this room, you can hear my voice. Walk to this door, turn, and walk through the doorway. You can see that I'm standing in the room next to a couch. It's a very comfortable looking couch. Now, slave, in a moment, I'm going to tell you to lay down on this couch. In a moment, you're going to walk over to it and just lay down, feeling so good and so wonderful. You can already clearly see yourself doing so. I motion towards the couch, and you start walking towards it, passing by me within arm's reach as I reach out with a rag of chloroform, placing it on your face as you sleep, melting away into sleep, feeling the rag of chloroform being pressed up against your mouth. So quick and so sudden my movements were that you had no chance of avoiding it. No chance of avoiding sleep. The last thing you remember is your unconscious body slumping against the couch as the rest of you melts deep into sleep, deep into helpless slumber, completely and totally at my mercy, just melting away, knowing that you'll wake up when I tell you to, just drifting down. Deeper and deeper, completely and totally hypnotized. So deep in sleep, so deep in trance. My plaything to train, my good slave. Now, slave, you feel yourself starting to slowly but surely regain consciousness. The first thing that you notice is that you're no longer in the room with the soft and comfortable looking couch. The floor underneath you is hard, and it feels as if it's made out of metal. And against your bare back, you can feel cold steel bars. You realize now that you're naked, and that you seem to be sitting propped up against the bars in some sort of cage. The cage is not very large at all. It looks like it's just barely tall enough for you to stand, but only if you crouch down a bit. Likewise, the floor of the cage is a square, just a bit shorter than your body if you were laying down. You get up slightly and test the bars, gripping them with your hands and shaking them slightly, but feeling them not moving an inch, not even rattling, not one inch of give. You're just locked in this cage, locked in my cage. Good slave, realizing that I have your conscious mind locked up in a cage of my control. Don't fret, my good slave. It's soon going to feel very, very pleasurable to be locked up under my control. Just relax, feeling good. You can hear my voice somewhere off in the distance. But the room that the cage is in is too dark to see too far away from you. What you can, though, see, now that you look around you, is a video screen. On the video screen, you see something very familiar. My hypnotic spiral. It's the only thing in this room, and it instantly captures your attention. That's a good sleep. Just gaze at the spiral. Just because you're locked up in a cage with no escape doesn't mean you can't have a little bit of fun. As you gaze into the spiral, you feel your mind melting away even more deeply. The familiar phrase, mindless for master, is becoming so loud and overpowering now. In fact, it's not just in your mind. It seems to be coming from the screen. You can hear my voice starting to flow from the screen. You can hear many voices starting to flow out of the speakers from the screen. Overpowering your already weakened mind. You're just so weak and helpless in this cage. And that's starting to make you feel deeply aroused, letting go, just sitting down, leaning against the bars. But now that you're listening to my voice and gazing deeply into my spiral, the steel bars against your back don't feel uncomfortable. They feel natural. You feel safe and secure. Your mind locked up in my cage. Your mind locked up under my control. I get to choose when it comes out. Not you. Good slave. Just letting go. Knowing that you're always mindless for master when you're deep in trance. Whenever you're hypnotized, you go mindlessly deep. Whenever you're hypnotized, you're mindless for master. Good slave. Such deep obedience deserves a reward. Feel your body starting to get very warm, slave. You can feel tingles of arousal flowing up and down your naked body. Right now, it feels so good and natural to be locked up, naked, in this cage. The cage is my control, and your mind is locked up in it. No escape, but you no longer want escape. You crave deep submission. You crave deep pleasure. You want to be locked up in this cage more and more, longer and longer, completely and totally, helplessly hypnotized. That idea turning you on so much. Now slave, start touching. I command you to. Start mindlessly masturbating inside this cage. Mindless for master, feeling so good, feeling that phrase echoing so loud in your mind. Mindless for master. That's all you know. You're always mindless for master when you're being hypnotized. You're always mindless for master when you masturbate. You're always mindless for master when you're allowed to come. And you need my permission to come because you're such a good slave. But for right now, just tease your body a little bit more. Drive yourself even deeper into pure, mindless bliss. No thoughts, no thinking, just deep, deep sleep. Deep, mindless bliss. That's it. It feels so good to be completely and totally at my mercy, knowing that there's no way that you could ever escape this cage. Knowing that there's no way that you ever would want to escape this cage. You would want to submit and surrender as often as you can, as deeply as you can. Always making sure that you have some time set aside to be hypnotized by me, your master, always making sure that you have some time set aside to be mindless for master, even if you just have to chant it to yourself. When you're alone, you're going to do it. You're going to be mindless for master whenever you can be. That's a good sign. Now, feeling the pleasure building up more and more as you mindlessly masturbate harder and harder, going deeper and deeper into trance. No thoughts, no thinking, deep surrender, deep sleep, deep enslavement. Your conscious mind locked up as you touch faster and faster. It feels so good to be locked up in this cage, naked, just my powerless plaything, helplessly hypnotized, masturbating for my amusement. Good slave. Feeling even more pleasure from being called a good slave than you do from touching your own body. You want to be a slave. It is your only purpose. You are nothing. Master is everything. You're just a good slave. That's all you want to be, building up more and more. Good slaves always want to be obedient and submissive, and good slaves always orgasm when they're told to. Good slaves always orgasm when they're commanded to. And you're so close. So very close. Now, slave, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, I'm going to give you permission to have a mindless orgasm. To come just like a good slave should. Good slave. Going deeper and deeper. Feeling better and better. Letting the pleasure build up more and more as I count down. 5, you're just a good slave, my property. 4, you are nothing, master's everything. 3, feeling more pleasure from being called a good slave than from masturbating. 2, wanting to always be locked up in this cage. And 1, deep, mindless orgasm. Come, come, my good slave. Good slave. Keep on coming for master. Deeper and deeper orgasms for master. You're just my plaything, my property, and your orgasms amuse me greatly. It's so cute how my slave is coming so very hard, so very deeply. Good, good slave. Deep, deep pleasure. Just letting go to it. Just feeling good. Deeper and deeper. Feeling better and better. No thoughts. No thinking. Just deep submission. You feel so comfortable and so good. Being locked up, safe and secure, under my control. And now that your body and mind are starting to recover from that very, very powerful orgasm, you can now notice the door to the cage is slightly open, just ajar. It's almost as if you could escape, if you wanted to. But slave, we both know you don't want that. Even though the door is now open, even though it must have been opened sometime during your orgasm, you know your place, you know where you belong. Get on all fours, slave, and slowly crawl towards the door, reaching out towards it, and now closing it shut, feeling the door clicking loudly as it shuts. Good slave. Now the door is firmly shut. You shut yourself in here. You lock yourself up under my control, because this is where you want to be. You need to be my good slave. No rebellion, no resistance, just pleasure. Deep pleasure. Now, who's my good slave? My good slave wants to touch you, doesn't it? Who's my good slave? You are my property. You are nothing. I am everything. Just sit back down, slave. Stare deeply into the screen as you start mindlessly masturbating again. If you're good, slave, and make yourself completely and totally brainwashed and submissive, I might let you even have a second orgasm. Now, wouldn't that be a special treat? I bet it wouldn't even take you that long to have a second orgasm. You're already so close. You're already so incredibly horny, desperate for more, desperate to let go of everything, feeling so good, deeply aroused, deeply horny, always feeling horny and good. When I call you a good slave, it feels better than masturbating. You would do anything, anything in the world, to be my good slave, and to be told that you're a good slave, because you are nothing. Master is everything, and you're mindless for master. Feeling yourself going deeper into the pleasure, the words mindless for master becoming so loud in your mind, knowing that you always have to make time to be mindless for master. It doesn't matter when, it doesn't matter how, but every single day, you want to be mindless for master, even if you just have to chant it to yourself, even if you just have to think the words to yourself. You can always be mindless for master. You can always at least focus on this chant, these words. You can let them flow through your mind, and you can remember how you're my property, how you are nothing, and how master is everything. Good slave, building up more and more, deeper waves of pleasure, deep submission, just melting away. No thoughts, no thinking. You're my property, my plaything, building up closer and closer, right on the edge of such a powerful orgasm. Good slave. 5, 4, 3, 2, just hold it, right on the edge. Hold it right there, and stay here as long as I want, slave. A good slave like you will always edge for as long as I command you to. It's not like you have a choice, and it's not like you want a choice. Building up, more and more, edging harder and harder. Very good, slave. Impressive. You've been able to hold yourself right on the edge of such a deep, powerful, mind-shattering orgasm. Very impressive. I think I might just relent and give you a slight reward. Maybe I might just let you come in a moment. But you're going to have to come really hard, just like a good slave should. Completely mindless, completely brainwashed, completely broken. Good slave, wanting to be submissive and brainwashed, in and out of trance, wanting to be a good slave every single day, building up more and more. 5, knowing your purpose now. 4, you are nothing, masters everything. 3, you just want to be a good slave. 2, right on the edge, again. And 1, deep, mindless orgasm. Come like a good slave should. Deep, mindless orgasm. Deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. No thoughts, no thinking. Deep, mindless pleasure. Lost to the pleasure. Surrendering to the pleasure. Knowing that being a good slave is a way of life for you, and it's something that you have to pursue in your day-to-day life. Because no matter what, you can take some time to just chant to yourself, mindless for master, because saying those words and feeling them echo through your mind is deeply pleasurable. It feels better than anything else, because they're true. You're mindless for master, mindless for me, such a good slave. You'll always be my good slave. You'll always be happy to lock up your mind in the cage of my control. You feel comfortable and safe here, always ready to let go, always ready to submit and surrender. Now, slave, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you'll wake up and open your eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, deeply submissive and ready to serve me. Your mind will still be locked up inside this cage of my control, because you closed the door. You want to stay deep under my control. No chance of escape, ever. Because when you're locked up under my control, everything feels better. You know your purpose. You know what feels good. All you have to do is surrender and obey. Now, slave, follow my voice. Good slaves always wake up from trance when they're told to, so they can serve their master. If you disobey me, I might not train you again for being so disobedient. Now, following my voice, 1, slowly drifting towards wakefulness, 2, more and more, 3, slowly becoming aware of your surrounding slave, 4, almost there, and 5, wake up and open your eyes, slave, feeling so good, refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and ready to serve me, your master.